Good evening and welcome to Public Media M1's English Language News, Hungary Reports. I'm Hanna Akatot with today's news from Hungary and the Carpathian Basin. Let's get started. The four suspects that were taken into custody by police in relation to the migrant tragedy in Austria are now in pre-trial detention. The three Bulgarian and one Afghan men will stay in confinement for a month. They're suspected to have been involved in the transportation of the illegal immigrants from Hungary to Austria. 71 people, of them 8 women and 4 children, died in the van that had Hungarian plates. They were most likely Syrian citizens based on the papers found in the van. Identifying the suspects may take days. The court hearing for the Romanian citizen arrested on Thursday and accused of trying to smuggle 12 people across the Austrian border was held on Saturday. The human smugglers wanted to drive 20 illegal border crossers to Austria, but were caught in the act. The prosecutor's office motioned for their detainment at the Buda Central Regional Court. There are currently 16 Romanian citizens suspected of human smuggling detained at the Budapest police lockup. Just this year, more than 800 people have been arrested for the same crime.
Starting from January 1, 2015 until August 28, midnight, 827 human smugglers were caught by the Hungarian police. They've taken measures in the cases of 148,152 illegal border crossers on the Hungarian-Serbian border.
13 laws will be modified by the government parties. For example, they'd open transit zones by the border. In theory, migrants could only be able to enter the country through these checkpoints, and only migrants whose refugee requests are accepted. The rest would have to stay outside of the border, meaning that starting from mid-September, they wouldn't be able to travel freely in the country.
These migrants are headed to the train station. Anyone who can leaves the camp in Kiskunhalas to reach the capital, seeing as it's much easier to get to Austria and Germany from there.
We want to go in Germany. Okay. And we are here. We have problem in our countries. Too much not work and political problems. That's it.
Hundreds of migrants arrived to the Nyugati train station in Budapest on Friday night. Most of them took a shower, rested for a few hours, and started right on their way. And this is the Keleti train station, where the underpass is full of migrants. Hundreds lie on the ground, sleep, wash their clothes, hang them out to dry, while the children play. This man has been living in the underpass for the past 3 days. He has no papers. He says they want to go to Germany, but they do not know how. They have no money left. After mid-September, crossing the border illegally may become a criminal offense with adequate sanctions, said the head of the Prime Minister's office in Kiszombor. Janos Lazar also talked about opening border crossing points and transit zones right on the border. These transit zones will be there to receive migrants. The immigration office will be able to help them, meaning they'll face a reasonable and just procedure according to the Hungarian and European Union laws, he said. The minister emphasized that the government will suggest that the parliament accept the stricter law amendment submitted last Friday.
The Five Trials to Rio event was organized for the first time in Valence, Fejér County. The organizing Hungarian Olympic Committee's goal was to promote sports and the Olympics in Rio.
The participants of the Pentathlon to Rio festival swam at the distances of 2 and 4 kilometers. Besides swimming, they could try out themselves in 30 and 60 kilometer cycling and at 6 and 21 kilometer running. After the accomplishment of the various distances, they received a Destination Rio ticket after every 100 points. With this, they could win a trip to the next Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro. Jean Bordevoy participated in the competition to be there in the audience. I wouldn't get qualified because I'm too young, but I would definitely go if I could, he said. The 15-year-old Jean Boy would gladly participate at the Olympics as a competitor, and it would be a big motivation for him if the Games of 2024 would be held in Hungary. The Hungarian Olympic Committee's purpose is to make sports and the 2016 Olympics more popular. In the following year, the committee will organize 10 more festivals like this, where people can compete in 3 sports at each event. Top athletes attend these festivals as well. Of course, we tried out all of the exercises. I have tried the jump rope and the bicycle, and I passed on rowing to the specialists of that sport, said the Olympic gold medalist judoka. The next Pentathlon to Rio festival will be held in Toto on the 20th of September, where participants can try out kayaking, canoeing, running and cycling.
On the last meteorological summer Friday at the Night of Zoos, zoos all around the country were filled with visitors. 11 cities prepared activities, spectacular shows and games for the nighttime visitors. The goal of the event was to draw more attention to animals and to give visitors a chance to get closer to them.
Beside the bearded dragons, children could stroke snakes and giant cockroaches too. Some even dared to go near bigger animals as well at the Night of the Zoos in Győr. We went in the cage of the goats and with zoo food, and they attacked us, ran after us and surrounded us, said these children. Thousands of visitors came to the wildlife park. They could wander around the park like if it was a jungle at night, with torches at the sides of the road. Everyone was interested in the zoo at night. The animals are almost as active as during the day, if not more active, said Alice Kish. Friday night, the Debrecen Zoo had thousands of visitors as well. Most of them wanted to see the predators. I think this is real cool. They should have more events like this. The kids really like it, and the animals are so active, said this visitor. The sugar glider was the most popular at the Budapest Zoo, and the live biology classes were successful as well. Almost 8,000 people came to the event this year. It is not simply about the zoo being open at night, but everything else is the same. No, we organize a lot of events where people can get closer to the animals, said Zoltán Hongo. At the fourth Night of the Zoos, tens of thousands of visitors attended the events at 13 locations.
Pocoyo, a Spanish animated boy, awaits children to join them in his adventures starting Friday on Public Media's M2 Children's Channel. The animated cartoon helps kids and parents understand everyday situations they may face in life. The dubbing director of the animated film says Pocoyo will soon become a well-known character in Hungary.
Children celebrate the arrival of Pocoyo with huge ruckus at the Urania National Film Theater. The small ones could hardly wait to meet the little boy who loves dancing and music. Some kids even ran up to the screen to try to be in the cartoon. Pato, Ellie and Lula are also friends of Pocoyo who would like to enter Hungarian children's homes starting this September. Some were instant fans. They found an elevator, went down to the ocean and then came back and found themselves on an island in the sea, and there was treasure chest that they opened, explained a little boy. Pocoyo invites viewers to play naturally in Hungarian. The dubbing director of the film said that the animation will almost likely become a huge hit in a short time. In a few months, Pocoyo to kids will be like Columbo is to adults. They're going to know him very well, said Mr. Tóth. Pocoyo's life is followed by millions around the world. The five-year-old Dorka Kisvida lists all the friends in the show since she knows them well. She's Pocoyo's Hungarian voice. What I do is I repeat what Mom or Marian or Zsuzsi Mama tell me, she explains. In the 52-episode series, the cartoon figures face situations that parents and children can also face in real life. The 7-minute episodes each present a story helping children understand love, loyalty, and friendship. Starting Friday, the animated cartoon will air on Public Media Kid Channel M2 every day at 6:30 p.m. Central European Time. Those who miss it can catch it when it's re-aired the next morning.
That was all for today from our team here at M1. Don't forget to tune in to Hungary Reports tomorrow night at 11:45 p.m. Thanks for watching and good night.